Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren is here again, and he'll start with the rugby.
Yeah, big weekend in rugby, Karen, and in the Six Nations. And I guess massive wins for Ireland and France. They are the ones that remain in contention for the title. Head-to-head coming up in Dublin the weekend after next. Yesterday, France ran in 11 tries. They hammered Italy 73-24. And on Saturday, we beat Wales, but only just. Ended up to be a lot tougher than many expected. So the table looks like this. Ireland on top on 14 points. France on 11, England 10, Scotland 6, Italy 4 and Wales with a point. So next up, it looks like that's going to be the championship head-to-head. Ireland-France on the 8th of March. Former Irish international Mike Ross joins me on the line. At this stage, Mike, the game itself against the Welsh has been, it's been well reviewed and well reflected upon. But I wanted to get your thoughts on a couple of things, maybe first of all, with the red card, this new rule that's been in for the Six Nations. So Ireland had a 20-minute red card. It was upgraded to that, wasn't it? And I just wonder how you feel about that new law, and was it a deserved red card?
I think it was a deserved red card. I mean, Gary makes those types of tackles multiple times during the game, and unfortunately this time he's just got it wrong. You know, he probably just needed to be slightly lower, and Gary has a footwork and acceleration usually to achieve that. But it was a bit unfortunate in his timing and his height that he just made contact with the head. With regards to the red card rule, I'm actually a big fan of it, you know, because I guess we've had these red card laws in for about 6 years now. And previously, historically, when I was playing, red cards were for, you know, thuggish offences, you know, so punching, gouging, kicking. And then they expanded the scope of what could earn a red card out to many types of head contact, okay? But the punishment stayed the same. So it's like they took the punishment for, you know, grievous bodily harm and applied it to actual bodily harm. So I think something like this is a kind of good halfway house. And so this team is still down a man for 20 minutes. So that's the, you know, quarter of the game. So that had a big effect on the game because Wales scored, you know, 10 unanswered points during that period. And, you know, Gary still gets banned or punished, but the team gets a player back after 20 minutes. So it still remains competitive. Mm. And the other aspect I like about it too is it takes a bit of pressure off the referee. So the referee doesn't have to spend 5 or 10 minutes endlessly reviewing footage on the big screen while fans are shouting at him, and it takes it and pushes it onto the guy in the bunker, you know, who has a bit more time to really review it and not be rushed to make a decision.
Yeah, interesting. What about the scrum? This is your expertise area. Some things went against us at the weekend. How do you feel, I guess, about the Irish performance in the scrum, but also some of the scrum laws?
It was some of the angles were hard to see because the TV work wasn't great. I started looking at Gareth Ansell at one point when the scrum was going on, which obviously wouldn't be a fan of. But it was more of a law interpretation, right? So it's not like Ireland were going backwards. The scrum was going down, and for whatever reason, he decided we were at fault. Now, you know, Nicky Smith, I don't know why Wales haven't been picking him up until now, because he's probably their best scrummaging, Lou said. So, he would put a lot of pressure on Tom Clarkson making the Six Nations debut start. But I thought there was a couple of decisions that could have gone the other way. So I thought we were a bit unlucky there. It was mostly around binding, keeping the bind up. And when the scrum collapsed, he decided that it was our binds that were at fault.
Okay. Before I let you go, France on the 8th of March. You have played the French 5-6 times maybe in your career in the Irish jersey. From your experience, you know it's going to be tough. How do you think it's going to go?
Yeah, I was just looking at that. I played them 6 times, lost twice, drew twice, actually.
Wow.
I'd forgotten about those, and won twice. So,
are you in the good books there? You're above water, just about.
Yeah, just about. Yeah, look, it the French, you know, I think we saw them take out their frustration on Italy at the weekend, you know, so that it was a scary prospect. I'd like to think our defence is a bit better than Italy's was in the day. But yeah, they'll come to Dublin with a lot of confidence, you know, having righted the wrong as they saw it of losing to England. And, you know, it doesn't get there's probably some of the best players in the world in that team, you know, especially led by that man DuPont. So yeah, hopefully the Wales game will have knocked any kind of rustiness or complacency out of us. And we're going to, because we're going to have to leave it all on the field when it comes, when they come along on March 8th.
Yeah, certainly will. Great talking to you as always, Mike. Thanks for joining us here on Morning Ireland. Lots more rugby to come, and really it's getting to that business part of the season, isn't it? Now, in the Allianz Leagues yesterday, Galway beat Donegal in Division 1 of the football. Kerry came from 7 points down at one stage to beat Tyrone by a goal. The comeback inspired by David Clifford, who kicked 3 goals and 3 points. Now, I was at this match in Pomeroy yesterday. It was moved from Healy Park because of issues with flooding on the field. So moved to this little village up in the hills, and it really was a wonderful day out. But the one thing I took from this was David Clifford lit up the place, and at the final whistle, he was surrounded by young Tyrone football fans all looking to get the selfie. And the, it was actually, but this, their team had just lost, and he was being mobbed. He was almost like a boy band. They had to rush him off the field, and I did manage to grab him for a couple of seconds as he was coming off, and he really did enjoy the moment.
David, congratulations. How big was that 2 points for you today?
Well, it's big enough, yeah. Look, league points are never to be all and end all. It's more about performances and finding players and learning a bit about yourself. So the fact that it was changed, we were actually delighted with, because, you know, coming into a club ground, it was always going to be a good battle and beautiful facilities here. So yeah, it's great.
Tough wind out there. How difficult was that?
Tough, yeah. It was a kind of a crosswind, so it didn't actually really even favour any goal. So it was very tough. Yeah, they got a couple of good two-pointers. They still, we got no two-pointers. So look, it was a tough win. Yeah.
And 3 goals for yourself. Incredible performance. What do you make of all that?
Yeah, it was nice. I obviously missed a couple of chances as well, but it's great to be getting chances. Yeah.
Yeah, certainly was. It made the long trip home a little bit easier, didn't it? It's a long spin back to Kerry from there. Well done to them. In Division 2, wins for Meath, Louth and Cavan. Fermanagh beat Offaly in Division 3. Longford overcame Waterford in Division 4. And the hurling Wexford beat Clare and Ennis in Division 1A. Massive win for them. First win of the campaign. Last night's game between Shamrock Rovers and Cork City at Tallaght Stadium postponed because of a waterlogged pitch. Liverpool, 11 points clear at the top of the Premier League. 2-0 win away to Manchester City. Newcastle beat Nottingham Forest 4-3. And it looked like a brilliant weekend at the 123.ie National Indoor Championships. Sarah Healy, one of the star attractions, and she delivered by breaking her own championship record as she claimed the 1500 metres. She is now a real medal prospect at the European Indoor Championships in the Netherlands the weekend after next.
I've actually never, I've done all the senior championships apart from European indoors, which is like slightly ironic given it's like the easiest one to qualify for, but I definitely have hopes. Like, I know I have a chance of a medal, but I kind of am focusing on it too much just because, on that too much, because I think don't wanna, you know, you just have to like keep thinking about the process and like train for the next 2 weeks, and like I think you can want something too much and it can kind of weigh on you. So it's an opportunity, but it's, you know, it's not the be all end all of everything.
Yeah, well done to Sarah. Really looking forward to those European Championships coming up the weekend after next.
Sure. Darren, thank you very much.